We've had the chance to speak with him maybe three phone calls. These phone calls, they've been difficult because they are very monitored and he cannot speak his mind because people are with him on the phone calls. The fake lawyers, David Rugaz and others probably in the room, police officers are in the room. So when we want to tell him about important things that can help him, we're not able to do so. Instead, we get pushback from him. He's speaking under duress, you know, he told us he had medication issues and the doctors were giving him medication there. We like, well, you know, we have our own medication we can give you through the embassy. And he said, no, this is a man who is 66 years old, who has a hypertension, cancer survivor, and who's been taking this medication for a while. And now he says, I'm happy to take the medication of a country that wants to kill me.
Now, I read an article in which the family is appealing to the United States and the European Union to help free your dad. Is this true?
No, yes, that's what we're doing. That's what I'm doing here in Washington, D.C. That's what my family is doing in Europe. We're all working hard to appeal to the United States to help us free my father.
As you know, the Rwandan government has accused your dad of terrorism, including financing the FLN. What do you make of these charges?
So these charges are charges that they've accused my father of 10 years ago. They did not go anywhere. These are allegations that he's used in the past, that he uses to everyone that is vocal against him, that is vocal. When I say vocal against him, that is vocal, that says things that they're doing. It's not against him. That's saying the truth. People that say the truth are victims, and they become terrorists to Kagame.
In that same article, an American lawyer said that the Rwandan government would not allow your dad to be represented by lawyers of his choice. But my understanding is that your dad has a Rwandan lawyer, or he has Rwandan lawyers. Does this suggest he doesn't trust those lawyers?
Yes, sir. Listen, these lawyers are pro bono lawyers that can only be given to a client if the client's family cannot afford to pay for him legal representation. Our family has tried to get my father, Gatera Gashabana, one of the top lawyers in Rwanda, to go defend my father. What the government of Rwanda did, knowing consciously our family has tried to give representation to my father, they denied us once, twice, until Tuesday. And instead, on Saturday, this guy, David Rugaza, gave a press conference claiming that he was my father's lawyer, claiming that my father had selected him. So I'm asking you, Mr. Sir, what kind of lawyer can be working for the government, the same government that's also trying to charge my father, the same government that kidnapped him? How is this lawyer being a good lawyer? We do not recognize that lawyer. This is a lawyer forced on my father to protect him from, so my father doesn't say the truth, so my father doesn't get out of there. This is a fake lawyer to continue their sham trial. And that's what's happening.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you. I do appreciate very much.
Thank you very much for your time.